Welcome to Let's Open God's Word, a weekly podcast of Grace Baptist Church in Grand Bay, Alabama. I'm Paul Meredith, pastor of Grace Baptist Church, and I'm glad you're listening. We're preaching through the book of Acts, and this week we come to chapter 2, and that's one of the most important, one of the most pivotal chapters in the Bible, in all of God's Word. I say that because chapter 2 of Acts is the marking off point where God begins to deal with His people in an entirely new way. We often say that Acts is a transitional book in the Bible because it's the book where the transition to the church age begins. Well, if Acts is a transitional book, chapter 2 is the transitional chapter in that book. Christ's ministry on earth had been completed when you come to chapter 2. That includes His atoning death on the cross and His resurrection from the dead. He had ascended back to heaven. And now in this chapter, He pours out the Holy Spirit on His church to empower His church to be His witnesses. And He had told His disciples to wait in Jerusalem. And He told them that you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. Well, it was 10 days later that they were baptized with the Holy Spirit. And the promise was that they would be immersed. That's what the word baptized means. It means immersed. And that they would be completely engulfed and indwelt by the Spirit of God. In John 14, Jesus had said this to His disciples, speaking about the Holy Spirit. He said, "The Holy Spirit, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees Him nor knows Him." But then He said this to them. He said, "But you know Him, for He dwells with you and will be in you. I will not leave you orphans," He said. "I will come to you." And so you can see that this is the fulfillment. When we come to chapter 2, that's the fulfillment of that promise. And we'll begin looking at this inaugural day of the church when a new era dawned in God's dealing with His people. Something that had never before took place when the third person of the Trinity, the Holy Spirit of God, took up permanent residence in the hearts and lives of God's redeemed people. And we will see not only what a difference that made in the lives of that first little band of disciples, but how it has made all the difference for every Christian who has ever lived since then, including those of us who are alive today. And so what a chapter this is. What an important chapter. What a strategic chapter. And we'll open God's Word to Acts chapter 2 this Sunday. I want to say just a word about the fall Bible study retreat for women that our church is sponsoring. That's going to be October the 29th through the 31st at Camp Baldwin in Baldwin County. And we still have some spots available if you're interested in attending that. We certainly want to encourage the women of our church to register and sign up for that. But if you're listening to this podcast and you're not a member of Grace Baptist Church, we'd be happy for you to call and make a reservation. The church is paying the full cost of this retreat. There's no cost to any of the ladies who attend. And we're hoping to have many people come and be a part of this, many of the women, even in the Grand Bay area or wherever you're from. If you'd like to sign up for that, you can contact my wife, Linda Meredith. Her number is 251-689-6224. That's 251-689-6224. And again, her name is Linda Meredith. Well, Grace Baptist Church is located at 12930 Border Drive in Grand Bay, Alabama, just down the road from Grand Bay Middle School. We start on Sunday mornings at 9:30, and then at 10 o'clock, after that time of fellowship at 9:30, at 10 o'clock, we have our adult Bible study. And then we also have the Sunday school classes for children of all ages. And at 11 o'clock is the worship hour in our church. Well, I hope to see you at Grace Baptist Church this Sunday. Lord willing, I'll be there. Lord willing, you'll be there. Why don't you share the link to this podcast with someone you know? Maybe you know someone who needs to be in church. And invite them to meet us there this Lord's Day. And together, let's open God's Word.
Reverend, pray, and holy manna will be showered on.